I just want y'all to know, like, I'm not trying to look like a fucking deadbeat with this tank top. This is the only sleeveless shirt I own.
And you want your tat in there?
I'm trying. Yep. No, I'm trying really hard not to like rub, like have it rub stuff. Oh, I got like a week ago, like 5 days ago, and it's itching like a motherfucker now. So I'm going to have to like reapply this lotion and shit probably. Well,
that's what the lotion's for.
Yeah. And this rag.
Oh, please no.
You can see though, like you can see all of my scab flakes just stuck to my arm from every time I've moisturized and rubbed them down onto this part of my arm. It's gross.
It's not high res enough. I can't actually see that, but
it's like a constellation of dead skin. It's gross.
How many days did you, or people usually have the plastic on it or whatever for a little while?
You wear the plastic for like an hour.
That's it?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like put the plastic on me. I drove home and I took it off.
It's so funny that you sent that, because literally that morning, Sarah and I had been talking. I'm just going to see if I can pull this up. If we ever got tattoos, what we'd get.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I can get a tattoo because I feel like I'd be so like critical of the artist's work for the rest of my life. That's why I have no problem picking a tattoo.
Right.
But I was like, I would do this. This is a very emotional episode of Pokemon.
Snow Way Out?
Dude, yes, it's Snow Way Out. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I am left out of this reference.
No, I don't know what this is. I was just reading what the JPEG said or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I was like a Hooper with the fucking lore knowledge.
I've never seen this episode. That title.
Yeah, man.
Is anybody recording?
I'm rolling, yeah.
But yeah, Ash and his Pokemon get caught in this blizzard, and they're stuck in this cave.
Oh, wow. That hits the title.
There's no way out. And so he releases all of his Pokemon, and they all huddle together for warmth. And like 10-year-old Dustin's like bawling his eyes out. Like, oh, they love him so much.
I see. If I were him, I'd be like, can I get in one of those Pokeballs? Can y'all teach me how to go in there? Is there food in there?
No, you just
dematerialize
into a gelatinous monster.
Yeah. You're just goo.
Oh, God.
We can't go in there together or we'll merge.
All my insides are now outside.
All right, how much free space do I have? Because I really don't want to start recording and then
have it just stop.
Yeah.
That reminds me of everything I used to do on my MacBook Pro. I don't think I discovered external hard drives until I was like two kids deep in my marriage.
Dude, I keep buying them thinking I don't have one, and then I find that I had a backup somewhere. So I've got like four backups over the course of like 8 years.
Same. I've got like five.
And I don't know which one's on what. I'm like, I think I've just given up on data retention. Fuck it.
I've got one that has like everything I did during SCAD, and that's all it has. And I don't think it's been fired up in like a decade. So it probably doesn't work at all. That's gone.
I'm saying it right now. I don't.
You can't find them. Better buy a new one.
Buy another one.
Wait. Got it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, Kellen will not until it's ready to go because of your hard drive, because of this very issue.
Yeah, I don't want to waste on some bullshit.
Okay, it's recording.
That is this show.
Yeah, right. The whole thing's a waste.
This is episode 400 something of This Is Such a Waste.
waste, don't tell me. That was really bad, I'm sorry.
Hello, Kellen.
Hello.
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 It's been a bit since we recorded, period, gentlemen. The three of us, but the show in general.
Yep.
I've exhausted all my backups.
Yeah, you're doing rebroadcasts at this point.
I did. Have you seen that? Yeah. So by the time this airs, so what just aired? Prey? Yeah.
Yeah.
I rebroadcast Prey because I watched that because I was like, oh, that was cool. I listened to our review and I was like, hey, we did a good job. And so I just did the thing. Fine. I've been listening to people do that for years. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do this.
Yep. Why not?
So just by the way, since Kellen's here, it happens then the episode after that, which would be last week's episode, I did a rebroadcast of Avatar Way of Water because I watched it and I disagreed with you guys. And so I recorded an intro. I played y'all's review. I condensed it. I took out everything that referenced like theaters.
Called us a bunch of idiots.
Well, no, I was very fair. But I took out us talking for a long time about whether or not to see it in the theaters. Cause that was like a year ago, but, and then I came back and I said, okay, here's thoughts that I have that are different. And then, keep in mind, we all have different barometers for such and such, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. Anyways,
people, I don't even remember really Avatar. What I said. You both just said.
Well, people can listen to it now. It was the episode that came out before this one. So, and enjoy that.
There you go.
In the future, you two. Okay. So it's just fun timing that Kellen's back to talk to us. I wanted to talk about Now and Then, cause that's something that happened since the last time we actually sat down to record. And, we all happened to listen to the song because it's a big thing. I'm not going to play trailer music for this doc because I don't want to get sued. So we're going to skip all that. So Now and Then, what was it? A couple of years ago that the Get Back documentary came out, the 4-hour, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. 4-part.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson.
Yep, 4-part. Yep.
Documentary. Oh yeah. That was you, me and Ian talking about that.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, cool. And so out of the blue one day, Paul McCartney was like, hey, we have a new Beatles song. Here you go. And
it's a terrible Paul McCartney.
That didn't even sound like him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, we've got a new song for you.
Still terrible. The first one was better.
Oh, was it? Okay. Hey. Hey guys.
You sound like the Animaniacs Beatles.
You should have heard us on that episode, Kellen. It was just three people going, hey.
Sorry, I totally interrupted.
It's fine. So everyone I think who's clicked on this episode knows what this is. It's the new and the final song by the Beatles. It was a demo, like home recording in 1977, I think, from John Lennon. And obviously it never came to fruition, never was produced into a song. He was killed and in the mid 90s, I think 95, 96, the three surviving Beatles were getting together to do,
anthology.
The Beatles anthology, with other demos, Free as a Bird and Real Love being two of those songs. Mm-hmm. And, they just couldn't get this one restored. It was too lo-fi of a recording, too much piano, too little voice. And it was the mid 90s. And then after George Harrison died, it was like, all right, well, I guess this is never going to happen. And then in the course of making Get Back, Peter Jackson was like, I'm not going to do the voice. Peter Jackson.
I saw you try.
I thought about it. I was like, no.
Flitted across.
I saw your whole face change into.
And then did you see me like disengage? Like, no.
Yeah. I was like, you were over there putting on khaki shorts and.
Well, if it's New Zealand, you just got to throw a lot of yeet.
So you got a computer here. Yeah. machine learning.
That was pretty good.
Well, okay.
Not bad.
So Peter Jackson said, oh, we got all this complicated, cool shit that we can isolate tracks with now. And there had been, so they tried again and did a much better job. Isolating the vocal track and, you know, then adding in their own stuff and then making it into a cool, clean recording of the song. And the reason we're talking about a song is because there's actual mini documentary that they made. It's on YouTube. It's on Disney Plus. It was released the same day. I think this came out, when was it, like November 2nd that this song, it was really recent.
Yeah. Something like that.
So about a month ago and it was a cool little mini documentary. I was surprised that just in such a short amount of time, it felt kind of as well produced and intimate and informative as Get Back took 4 hours to be.
Yes.
Peter Jackson must not have made, he didn't actually, I know for a fact he didn't make the short film because
yep.
It's so short. This could have almost been put on YouTube with the 10-minute time limit.
Yeah, know? Right.
Anyway, I don't know. Kellen, you did not see the mini doc, but Dustin, did.
I didn't see the doc, so it probably answered some questions that I have as the less informed person. Yeah.
It's worth looking at. It's kind of neat. There's a lot more shots of a horribly aged George Harrison and of the 95, 96, whatever. I really don't know what year that was. The mid 90s session of the anthology.
Yeah.
Which I had never seen.
The music video, which I'm assuming had a lot of footage from it.
I didn't see the music video.
Oh, it was really kind of like...
The music video is not great.
It's, yeah, really weirdly keyed out footage put in. Like, it took all of those sessions visually put them together, which was really confusing. Like, an old Ringo standing in front of young Ringo playing drums. I'm like, what is happening?
Oh.
It's really weird. It looks really fan made, like it looks like something that would be on YouTube that somebody did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't look professional. But the doc's really great and I enjoyed it. So my history with this, like obviously as a Beatles fan, we've known about Now and Then for a long time. In fact, I can guarantee that the both of you have heard this song before November because you've ridden in my car and I had the original like demo recording and have listened to it for years. And so I can guarantee you've both heard the song before, in the background but it's really cool, to hear what Paul and Ringo were able to do with this. And they're obviously labeling this as like the last Beatles track. And that's partially true, but mostly not true because it wasn't produced for the Beatles originally. Like it wasn't written for the Beatles. It wasn't conceived for the Beatles. But it does a really good job at taking what is a, you know, 70s John Lennon track and Beatlefying it, so that it does kind of sound like the Beatles, even though like by that time, John's material didn't sound like 60s John. Like to me, there's a pretty stark difference between like Imagine and what he would have done with the Beatles. So it musically is just like typical 70s John, but then Paul was able to get back in the headspace of like 60s Paul and deliver something that I think sounds pretty darn close. The George Harrison slide guitar solo is not George Harrison, but it's actually Paul.
Yeah.
Kind of channeling George. It's like a tribute to George.
I think he's doing the slide version of whatever George did in the originals in the 90s session.
Yes, there is George on the track, but it is not like that solo that sounds like George is not George. It's played by Paul. And then of course Ringo is just Ringo. But what I think was really cool is getting Ringo and Paul's vocals in there with John. And I miss George's vocals. Obviously there aren't George vocals on it, I don't believe. But it does a really good job of being a Beatles-esque track. And if anybody can produce a Beatles-esque track, it's Paul McCartney. So, I think this is as close as we're ever going to get to another Beatles track. And, you know, does it sit in the legacy of Beatles music for me? No. And really, Real Love and Free as a Bird doesn't either. Like those don't really, like they are Beatles songs, but they're not Beatles songs. And I think this follows that same thread. Now there is one Beatles track that's still out there that the fans love called Carnival of Light. And presumably in another 10 years, they could dust that baby off and release the final Beatles track. and that one was a Beatles track. intended for the White Album, I believe.
What's
and
it called?
Then left off. Carnival of Light. Okay. And so that would be the final Beatles track. That's, you know, and obviously the Get Back sessions have tons of, you know, little dibs and doodles. But yeah, man, like, I don't know. It's really cool just to kind of see this brought back in a Beatles-esque way. And I think it's a cool way to honor John and George. And yeah, the doc's cool.
What did AI play in this? Was it used as a cleanup tool? Did they basically feed it John tracks so that it could find John's vocals within the old?
It was able
recording?
To separate John's vocals from every other sound on the tape. And so it lifted his out. And I don't know what then cleanup wise it was able to do with machine learning, but something.
Yeah. AI is a misnomer there. Paul sort of spoke out of turn using that term specifically.
It's definitely like a buzzword kind of thing. Yeah. So like if people only know the surface level of that, they go,
he's also an old man.
Yeah. I think the important difference here is AI was not used to create. It was used to clean. Yeah. And I think that's a big difference.
He could have just as easily said, we'd put it in the bibbidi boob machine and it came out. But
I feel like that's the razor's edge that my two opinions on the thing come down to. Like, what, if I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, I would go, this is a single song cash money maker generator just because of the hype of it, you know, to do this kind of thing and publicize it the way that it has been.
Yeah.
And then also like throw on a little bit of like the future of like your favorite bands will never die because you can just make more songs. Like I knew that wasn't the case, but somebody will look at this for years and go, well, Beatles did it, and then do the worst bad faith thing you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then the other side, before, you know, talking about the positive one, what were you going to say, Dustin?
I was just saying, I mean, we've all shared videos with each other, I believe, like on Instagram and stuff, where we come across like Frank Sinatra singing, you know, whatever randoms. Yeah. And like, we've all, it's.
I hear 5 seconds and I go, ha, 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 and then I never listen to it again. So it like has no staying power.
Exactly.
And I don't feel guilty about it.
But the worst of the worst producer out there will hear it and go, oh, you mean Johnny Cash can cover whatever new crappy song is on the radio? And cool. This is Johnny Cash and Taylor Swift singing some crap you don't care about.
Yeah. And we're going to be in this realm for a long time, at least until, because basically all these catalogs for all these bands and everything like that never had anything about AI in their like contracts or anything like that. So like, you know, I would hope that if this, you know, the litigation about AI gets its druthers together, like it would only allow for like public domain things to be fed into a database unless contractualized and, you know, monetized in some way for someone to put and have their stuff fed into it or whatever.
But let's be honest, like you can't trust the estate of these deceased people because if you're like, hey, do you want millions of dollars for us to reanimate your loved one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the person, but I would.
It depends on the person. But if you go to Courtney Love and say, hey, we're going to put Kurt Cobain in a new with BTS or whatever.
Dude, even the little baby with the little penis wants some money these days. So I'm still going to call him a little baby with a little penis. Anyway, sorry. So on the other side of it, though, is like if I think about it as a Beatles fan and I take the cynicism away and everything like that, it's like you got to think that that's probably like an emotional thing for Paul and Ringo to have done. And also just kind of like a fun little, I'm old as hell, but remember the good old days kind of thing. So I don't really like it. I woke up. I remember like watching it in bed when I was getting, you know, brushing my teeth or something. And I remember going, okay, cool. I mean, it wasn't a great Beatles song or anything.
You
like
brush your teeth in bed.
Shut up. But, you know, but then later I was like, I guess that's good for you, man. I hope you enjoy your millions and millions of dollars from one song.
Well, yeah. And I have to look at it and go, Paul doesn't need the money. Ringo doesn't need the, Ringo might need the money. Paul doesn't need the money. And the record producers can't make them do anything. at this point. Yeah. So if it happens, I have to assume it's with the best intentions, and it's probably just a couple of old guys feeling nostalgic.
Yeah.
And
but also, don't you think like the only reason it could happen is because Paul is like the main voice and nobody else is? Like, if you had the four of them and you could explain to them exactly what, you know, they were doing, they would, and like, you know, John refused to sing or something, and they would all just go, "Paul, it's pretty fucking stupid." Like, you know,
like, pretty much.
You know that, that like George and John would be like, "I'm not doing this bullshit. We're not a band anymore. Stop it." Like,
George hardly wanted to do anything in the 90s.
I know. Like,
that's one of the reasons they stopped in the first place.
Sorry.
It wasn't just because it was a dirty, like muddy track. It was also because George was just fed up. Like it feels like if you see those scenes, you know, Paul and Ringo are having a good time and George is too, but he's also a little bit like, all right, let's just be done. Like, you know, it's fine. We're not together anymore. We don't have to be. And it was fine. And, so yes, I agree with you. Like, I think if they were all four together and somebody were like, "Hey, take this song that John never finished and do it," John would probably be like, "No, I'm not going to do that." And like Ringo would be like, "I'll do it, guys." And you know, and George would be like, "We're not doing it. I'm not going to play on this one."
See, those are the Animatics or Animaniacs Beatles too, Dustin.
That's the best ones. This is the 60s Beatles cartoon Beatles.
Yes.
And you know,
I prefer the vulture Beatles from Jungle Book.
From the Jungle Book. Not that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't start that again.
Don't start that again.
It's the Man Cub.
Sorry. There's a half decent George Harrison there.
Was it? I don't know which. I just know it's the vulture with the hair in his face. Are you gonna make fire and fight Shere Khan?
When you do George, just keep your teeth together. You know, keep your teeth kind of close together. That's George.
Yeah. After I watched the doc, I googled like, why did George Harrison age so badly? And someone on Reddit was just like, drugs.
Drugs. That would be why. Yeah. More or less.
Cause it was like, we lost George in 2001. And like, they showed a video of him like walking in his garden or something.
Yeah.
It had been 5-6 years since they did the sessions. And the man looked 10, 20 years older. He looked like a 90 year old man.
Didn't he have cancer?
I was going to say, but bear in mind in 2001, he was dying of cancer.
He had cancer, man. Like, live alone.
So now is not the best time for me to explain that I don't know how George Harrison died.
I'm sitting here being like, is he really going to hate on a guy for having cancer? No,
did you think he was just perfectly healthy? And he was like, he just Hare Krishna'd out of here. Like, he's just done.
No, I just thought
he died of drug-addled old age.
I thought his heart was just like, hey, you smoked too much.
Bye, everybody. I'm going to meditate out of here.
I'm crying. I literally think he thought it was so brutal as to make fun of a man with cancer. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh boy.
No, okay. No. I didn't do my research.
Nope.
Nope.
Boy. Please don't cut any of that out.
That was amazing.
I'm only feel better because I know no one close to him is listening to this.
Why did he age so poorly?
when he was dying,
he looked like he was dying.
Oh, that was my favorite moment of my week, for sure.
Tattoos don't make you smarter.
It's not smart, it's informed. Don't worry about it.
Right, correct.
Or that either, right?
Right.
More empathetic, more journalistic.
Hey, is it a Beatles tattoo? No.
No.
Is it a Lord of the Rings tattoo? Yes.
If you had George Harrison tattooed on your arm, then we'd have a problem.
I had to make him all like super old because he aged so poorly.
You didn't even get the other three Beatles. It was just George Harrison.
That's all they had for the ink mileage. There's just so many wrinkles because he's so old.
Do y'all have final thoughts on that?
Sorry.
No.
Okay. Nope. All right, cool. All right. Well, rest in peace, George Harrison. Rest in peace, this podcast.
And canceled.